All right, should we get to our sexy story this week?
Ladies, gentlemen, you cannot unsuck that dick.
It was hot.
It was really quite something.
Do you like when someone else makes me moan?
Do not show up looking like you slept in your clothes. In your car.
There is nothing sexier than getting railed by two dudes at the same time. I'll just say that. After a month-long hiatus, I got back in the saddle this week.
Yes, you did.
And it was like riding a bicycle. Let me tell you, we're riding something anyway.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that story very shortly. But first, we want to say thank you to Cassidy.com for sponsoring this episode of Front Porch Swingers. Whether you are brand new to the lifestyle or you're somebody that's been at this for 20 plus years, Cassidy is the place to go. And in my opinion, that is because of its ease of use. It is very streamlined. It is very user-friendly. And unlike a lot of other sites where you have to spend hours trying to figure out how to put your profile together, how to upload pictures. Because Cassidy is so simple, you can spend that time meeting sexy people instead. We're also coming up on what I consider lifestyle season, which is the summer months.
For sure.
You have all the topless pool parties coming up. You have all of the amazing events in cities across the United States and even globally. And if you want to see all of them, you could do so by joining Cassidy. And right now, our listeners can try it free for an entire month. All you have to do is go to our website, frontporchswingers.com, click on the Cassidy banner, and get started free of charge. So again, that's frontporchswingers.com. Click on the Cassidy banner. Try it free. We hope you love Cassidy as much as we do. So
it's been a week.
Yeah. Last time we spoke, we were just getting ready to go to Caliente.
Yes.
Last time we spoke on the show, not you and I.
Yeah.
That would be nice for you, wouldn't it? If you got a week away from me, a week break from me talking at least.
Wow.
Or like if I was just in your presence, but I was like mute for a week, I feel like that's your fucking dream come true.
That'd be nice. Yeah. I could live with that.
You're supposed to say no.
I want to lie to everybody.
So anyway, we were at Caliente this time last weekend. We were actually just leaving Caliente this time last weekend.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. Obviously, we had several friends that came out, lots of friends.
Yeah.
And we got to see people that we haven't seen in a very long time. And it was a really good time. It was definitely quiet at Caliente.
For
I'm assuming because the weather was kind of meh.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah, it's winter months, which seems weird in Florida because everyone just thinks it's beautiful year round, but it does get cold in Florida.
It was quite chilly, actually, a couple of nights. But I love it there because it's relaxing. I get to just relax.
Yeah.
I enjoy that very much.
The last night I did have this little mesh see-through thing on with just a lace teddy under it.
Yeah.
And we left the club at like midnight or something and had to walk back to our room. You have to go outside to get to the rooms at Caliente. And I froze my fucking ass off. My nipples, you could have cut glass with that shit.
It was definitely chilly, no doubt about it. But the last time we were at Caliente was the summertime. So it was a very different vibe, very different crowd.
It was.
This was much more laid back, definitely skewed older, but I enjoyed the shit out of just the relaxation portion of it.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I'm definitely not shitting on it. I will say I was by far the youngest person there almost all weekend, with the exception of a few of our friends.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, I mean, that's kind of weird for me. It's nice to be surrounded by people my own age. Like when we go to Secrets, it's like, everyone is my age.
Not everyone, but there's definitely people that are closer, a lot more people closer to your age. There was no one that was that close to your age other than, like you said, our friends. So
yeah.
A little bit different, for sure. But like I said, I enjoyed it. I had a great fucking time.
Yeah, I know
you
crush.
Did. Yeah. Yeah, so much fun. Yeah, she is delightful. Porn star crush.
Your Caliente crush. Yep. Yeah. The last time we were at Caliente, we were actually there with Pierre, who's my sexy Frenchman friend.
Yeah.
And the three of us met her and you and she kind of connected. But at the time she was partnered and they were monogamous.
Yes.
So they were coming to Caliente to be naked and free and that kind of thing. But she was not looking to play at that time. But she flirted with you the entire fucking time we were there.
Yeah.
And then we go back this time. It's literally 2.5 years later and she remembered you.
She knew. Yeah, exactly who I was. Got me in the hot tub with her and it was a lot of fun. She is so fucking hot. It's ridiculous. It really is. Even just talking to her is like a fucking turn on. She's so fucking sexy.
She's so beautiful. Yeah.
She just plops herself down in my lap and I'm good.
And I think we talked about this recently, but it comes back to that whole thing of like, I don't understand people that say things like, well, I don't want my partner to be with somebody who's more attractive than me or younger than me, or, you know, insert whatever different adjective you want. Yeah. Because when you are flirting with and being, and someone's hitting on you that I deem way more attractive than me, I am so fucking turned on by that the entire time you're talking to her. And then I was kind of like being a creep and watching from a distance, and you guys were making out at one point.
You and our friends watching from the fucking upper balcony. I was just telling Jade that yesterday. I'm like, these creepers were up there. Like they were peeking through fucking a keyhole.
I'm sorry. It's not you like know. You were in a private room, sir. You were in a public space making out.
I don't know if we could say public necessarily, but well, you know, it was an open space.
Certainly wasn't private space.
Yeah, apparently not. But it was. Listen, she's fucking hot. I don't give a shit what anybody says about anything having to do with who should or shouldn't be attracted to whoever. I'm in. 100%. We were just talking. She could have been talking about anything. I didn't even give a fuck.
Giving you her grocery list, and you're just like, yes.
She was just sitting in my lap and rubbing my cock. I didn't fucking care.
Yeah, so you tell me this afterwards. Because when I thought you guys were just chatting. When I first walked up, you were just kind of having a conversation. And then you get out a little while later, and you're coming with me. We went and listened to some karaoke. And you're like, yeah, we were making out, and she's kind of rubbing on my cock. And I'm like, what?
Well, first of all, what you didn't even pay any attention to, when I went down there to find you guys, because I had taken a nap, I came back, you guys were all in the hot tub, she happened to be there, I hadn't seen her yet, and of course, I was being coy, like I didn't see her, and
trying
she
to
saw
play
me right
cool,
away,
yeah.
And you were like, you do realize who's in the hot tub, right? I'm like, yeah, sure
And
do.
She was eye-fucking you the second that you came into the area.
Well, and I was completely dressed. So what you didn't even comment on was the fact that when you guys all left, I hung out to talk to her, and she looked at me. She's like, "Are you gonna talk to me? You're gonna pretend you don't know me? You know, that kind of thing." I was like, "Oh no, I'm getting in with you." And she's like, "Well, it's about time." I took all my clothes off. I just left everything there on the fucking chair. I don't do that.
No,
you know. And so I didn't even have a towel. So when I got out, I had to go get you guys because we had to go change and go to the club. I put my clothes. I was soaking fucking wet. Like, I didn't even give a shit.
Yeah. You're like, do you have a towel for me? I'm like, sure don't. You're like, fuck it.
Fuck it. Whatever. Yeah. I'm just getting undressed. The hell with it. Yeah. It was so fucking much fun.
Yeah. That was pretty sexy. I had a couple of kind of experiences as well at Caliente. I think I've decided I'm going to not share them for many reasons. One, because, they're friends. And, you know, there is kind of that weird line that develops when it is a friend, right? Right. Not that I don't respect everyone that I play with, or I don't try to treat them all with the, you know, the utmost thought and all of that. But it becomes a little bit weird, especially when we're there with a group and everyone knows who I'm talking about. I think that's more what it is than anything else. You know what I mean?
That gets a little strange.
Like, I just want to protect people's privacy. And the other thing is, like, I don't feel like I owe anyone the stories that happen. I don't know why. It's just different. I want to save them for myself. That's all there is to it.
Well, there's a lot of stuff I think that we're going to start, you know, we share a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of information.
Yeah.
I think it's okay that we save some for ourselves. You know, we don't need to share all of it. You know, there's some stuff we just like to keep to ourselves.
Right.
You know, I think that's okay. Like this particular instance. Yes, I met my, I got to see my hot porn star crush, got to hang out with her and touch her and all that good stuff. And we had a blast. I'm not going to go into the details. I enjoyed it, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't have to. I like.
Yeah. And again, it's a respect thing for her because
it's too much. Yeah. I don't want to do that for
she's
her.
She's pretty private. She's pretty notable. Let's
and
say that.
Private. Yeah. We were talking about the events that we're going to, Exotica and, you know, and all that Sexpo and all that stuff. And she's like, yeah, I don't do the face-to-face stuff anymore. It's too sketchy for me. So, you know, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, what a fucking blast.
Good time at Caliente.
For sure.
And then we came home. We were a little under the weather for a few days, which
only
sucked.
Only when we fly to fucking Florida.
I know.
First of all, I don't think it has anything to do with Florida. It has to do with the amount of travel getting to and from.
It has to do with the airports, I'm convinced, because they're fucking dirty.
It's the only place we have to go to where there's connecting flights for us for the most part.
Yeah.
So you got 4-hour fucking layovers in like Houston, like going and coming. So
and everything's just dirty. Like as I'm touching anything, like we're sitting at a table and I'm touching it, I'm like, there's so many fucking germs
it's
on this.
It's just gross. So we get home, of course, feel like shit, so we got to spend a couple of days just fucking recuperating, but we got
back
in it.
And then what happened was this guy reached out to me from a site that has nothing. It's not, I mean, it is a lifestyle site.
Yeah, but it's not like a specific.
But it's not a site that I would ever expect to meet somebody off of, I guess, if that's a good way to put it, unless it's like an event. But anyway, he reaches out to me and he's like, hey, I'm coming into town. I've been looking at your profile for a while. We should get together. And I was like, okay. And oh, I also want to throw this out there. I took a month off by choice. I had a few people on Instagram that reached out, actually a couple on Instagram and one on Twitter, X, whatever, that were like, I'm so sorry to hear about your dry spell. hope you get back in the game soon. I'm like, that's not what's going on here.
I don't get that. Why can't you take a break?
I'm a woman who plays solo in the lifestyle. See, if I wanted to fuck every day of the week, I could.
Here, this is what people, I think a lot of folks fail to understand. And I obviously have a lot of correspondence with people digitally too. So I have all kinds of strange conversations with people about frequency of play, right? Because they really don't understand it. The lifestyle is really a way of life for us. It is a state of mind.
Yes.
That does not mean, however, that there are times where it's like, you know what, I really need to take a break because it's stimulus overload.
Yes.
You're talking about a lot of personalities.
Stimulation overload.
It is, but there's a lot of stimuli, right? Because you're interacting with people digitally. Then you're seeing people face to face. You're going to multiple places to meet people.
Yep.
Time is is an issue.
But the big one for me is texting. Like if I'm trying to meet new people, it's like all of that digital communication and all the vetting and the answering of questions. It's fucking exhausting.
It is. It's
so
a
lot. That's what this break was about. It wasn't like, I can't find people that I want to fuck. First of all, I have multiple regular play partners that while busy, I could have made time for in the last month.
Right.
I just chose not to.
No.
And I chose not to meet anyone new during that month either because I am a firm believer that you appreciate the lifestyle and you appreciate the experiences you have when you have that time away from it. When you have the ability to like just completely clear your mind. I spent this last month, the time that I would have spent communicating with people and being on the sites and going on dates and all of that, I spent really being introspective and trying to understand what it is I truly want out of the next year in the lifestyle.
Well, look how much we've gotten done in a month.
Well, that too. We're so much more fucking proficient.
So much more advanced at this point. You know, we're way ahead of schedule now. We're never ahead of schedule.
Well, you don't even realize how much time you're wasting by like, oh, I have three dudes texting me at the same time. So I'm going to take a 20-minute break from work. And it seems like 20 minutes isn't that big of a deal until it starts to add up. And then you're like, fuck, how much time am I actually wasting on this?
An inordinate amount of fucking time. That's the problem. It's like we talked about especially like the lifestyle, social media fatigue concept. It's a fucking real thing, man. It's a drag, especially for me. It's a real drag. I fucking hate it. So I have to take those mental breaks, and it's good because I just dive into something completely outside of that space, and it's nice.
Well, and it was funny too. I didn't realize how much I would be offended by people saying that to me. It's like, listen, I'm a very flawed person. There are a lot of things I am not good at. Many, many things that I'm not good at.
Yeah.
The lifestyle and having options available to me, that's not something I struggle with.
Well,
and it's like, I don't say that to be full of myself. It's just the reality of being, like I said, a
solo playing woman
who plays by herself, who runs events, who has lots of different contacts.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even count the number of times people have reached out and been like, hey, I have this guy that you might be interested in.
Right.
And I typically don't do that.
No, but it's a lot. It's a lot. People, I guess that's really what I was getting at. It's like with the idea of frequency, there's a lot of folks out there, especially in the social media world, that are going to have you believe that they're fucking experts. There is no such thing. I've had this conversation many times. Also, most of these fucking people that want to tell you how to play in the lifestyle and how to navigate and do this and do that and don't do this and don't do that, they have very little experience whatsoever. They might engage a couple of times a year of their own admission with other people. We do that in a week. So, listen.
You make us sound like such whores.
Well, we are. But my point is there are levels and there are levels of experience.
Yeah.
So when we take a break, I know it seems like the end of the fucking world. It's like a month, right? I just realized with Jade, I was with Jade yesterday. We hadn't seen each other in over a month. It's been a while. But we had a lot of shit going on. So did she. And that's okay. You know, because I played like three times the week before the last time I saw her. It's a lot, you know, between everything we have going on and meeting new people and with our regular play, it's a lot. So taking a fucking break is totally normal and good for us.
It's not only normal, it's needed.
Yeah,
I feel so good. I feel like my brain is in the right headspace again.
Well, all the shit
again.
That we did and got done and just had a good
time
together.
It's like a reset. That's what it is. It's like this giant fucking reset on my brain. That's what a month away from the lifestyle has done for me.
Yeah.
And when I say away from the lifestyle, I mean, we're still immersed in it.
Right. But, you know, the actual play portion of it but all the good stuff that's come out of it, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And all the good shit all the cool shit you and I did that we didn't have a chance to do.
We did a lot of fun stuff
lately. Yeah, just dumb shit. Went to some real shit dive bars.
Oh my God. Wow. We went to one with friends the other day.
Wow.
Listen, there are a lot of dive bars in town that I love. As long as it's clean, if it's weird, that's totally fine.
Yeah, weird.
This place was a fucking trip, man. I had, this will tell you everything you need to know. I drank a drink called Ass Juice.
Yes. Yes.
Also, it was one for $5 or two for $11. Yeah. Like, where the fuck am I?
That's so not a thing. Weird. It's not a, yeah. Listen, it was great. Love the people we were with, of course.
I'm not going
not
back.
Not a place that you and I are ever going. Yeah, I told them, don't ever ask me to go back.
I love
again.
You guys so much, and I love hanging out with you. I will literally never
I felt like I needed a fucking tetanus shot when I got out of there. You know,
we're not like pretentious about it. We go to a lot of dive bars.
I love that. Listen, there are dive bars and then there are just fucking dumps.
Yeah.
That place is a fucking dump. You know, it was it was just crazy. So we've had a great time. We just saw some live music last night. We've seen a lot of live shows lately. We're going to a live mail review tonight.
Yes. You're I'm so excited.
That. So, yeah, I mean,
you're going to get to see that, too. They're hot. With
you. So it's been a fucking, you know, we've had a lot of fun. So I'm good with it. We need to do that once in a while, especially with the fucking next 3 or 4 months we've got coming up.
Well, especially with the messages we've been receiving lately, which this morning.
Yeah, you want to know why I need a fucking break? I'm going to read you a message.
We're going to show you why we need a break.
I'm going to tell you why I need a fucking break. Holy shit. So there's no doubt I am going to, I got to start putting some of this on video. Probably going to offer it to the Patreon folks. And we'll do it like, you know, for just the Patreon people. I got to start doing some video on this shit. It is fucking insane. It is insane. So we flew from here to Houston to Tampa, right? That's what we did. And of course, the reverse. The number of messages that I received in those short windows of time in those places, off the chart. I had
including
forgotten.
A guy that wanted to fuck you at the hotel or at the airport in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
At the airport. In the bathroom.
I don't even like to use the bathroom at the airport bathroom, let alone do anything
in there.
Else.
I'm not
so
about.
Gross.
Yeah, what are you talking about? That's not a joke. That was in the Houston airport. So, but I forget sometimes like how crazy like Florida really is. I'd wake up in the morning to 35 messages.
Dude, Floridians are freaks. It's I say that nuts. With peace and love, but holy balls.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
But the Houston airport. And the guy was like 211 feet away from me or something. I'm like, I feel like I'm being watched. Like, that's just fucking weird. The bathroom, dude? Are you kidding me? Get the fuck out of here.
God, that didn't just get your cock hard immediately? I don't know what's wrong with
look,
you.
It's the craziest shit. I really feel like I need to start really putting some of this stuff out there.
Well,
I might
have you topped this week. So we're going to see.
You wish. You think that you do. But I'm telling you.
Pull up the evidence. Let's see it.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll
you
go
want to read
first.
Yours first?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to let you read yours first. I have it on my phone. You sent it to me. I didn't look at it. You sent me a text message. I'm just going to
you
open
didn't read it yet? Good.
No,
I wanted you to be surprised.
Yet. Here you go. I'm just going to give it to you.
So first of all, the subject line is interested.
You got a subject line.
Yeah.
I don't get subject lines.
Well, you have to. I think you have to put in a subject line in certain places.
Maybe.
Anyway. I might be interested. That's the subject. You are so pretty. I especially like your dark eyes. Quick question. In case you do want to have sex, you don't have a dick, do you? No offense, but I went out
with... What?
Yes. Hold on. It gets better. No offense, but I went out with a chick a couple months back, and then she told me as we were driving to my house to fuck that she had a dick.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
Just
first
not
of all.
My jam, but it was traumatizing because I'm only into vagina.
You're traumatized?
That was trauma. First of all, that was traumatizing to you. Like, obviously, you've never actually been traumatized in your life if that traumatized
that is
you.
Hilarious.
Second of all, like, you know, I mean.
All right.
I don't know.
Listen,
I mean,
it's egregious. It's egregious.
Pretty transphobic, pretty disgusting.
Yeah,
I don't like anything about that message.
No, that's definitely, that's not a good one. There's no doubt about it. Now I got to find mine.
Judging
here.
By your response, I feel like you might have me beat. Is that what you're alluding
to here? It
really
depends. Here? This one's a little rapey. I'm just saying.
Oh.
This is a little rapey. You listen
to- So we both got some real creepers.
I don't have words for a lot of this. I'm looking for DD-free, clean- To handle this. This is exactly how it's written. Okay? I can't make this up. Let me know. I'm wanna suck a dick. I'm mobile and have a big box truck with no windows. Perfect for jumping in the back and getting off. I'd love to drain your cock. That's the message in its entirety.
Oh my
okay?
God.
So, again, depending on just how you want to look at this, I mean, you got a transphobe for sure, and a total fucking creeper in a rape van. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's like some, hey, kid get in my car or my van, I have candy kind of shit.
Free candy.
That's real fucking creepy.
Listen.
I still think mine, like, in the grand scheme of things is probably significantly more offensive.
But the detail. The box truck with no windows? Did you have to say it like that?
It's so weird.
It's so fucking creepy.
And also, who the fuck is actually going to do that?
See, that's what I said. So I shared that yesterday with Jade. I gave her a preview because we were together yesterday being very naughty at a bar.
Which we're going to talk about later a later episode.
We are. So I said, listen, you read this. Tell me, you know, give me your honest opinion on this. She couldn't believe that it was even real. She's like, you've got to be fucking kidding me with this. I'm like, no, this is a real thing.
I wish I was kidding, but I'm not.
I get this. I could do this all day long. I told her, I could write a book of this shit all day long. You have no idea.
Yeah, I feel like the two messages are both so fucking egregious, but for incredibly different reasons.
Well, that's just it. And like you said, I want to know if anyone responds to that. So she said to me, she said, do you think anyone would respond to that? I said, well, I don't know. But the truth is someone wrote it. So if someone is depraved enough to write it, does that not mean that someone might be fucking weird enough to respond to it? In a positive way?
Someone who wants to lose their kidneys and have them sold on the fucking black market,
maybe. Yeah, that's
maybe.
How you lose that's how you lose your kidney. That's what happens.
It's so fucking creepy.
Yeah, you open up the box door truck and there's a tub of ice and you get thrown in it, you get drunk, they slice the fucking kidney out, and then that's it. You wake up in the fucking, on a corner somewhere.
You're like, how did I get this fucking scar? Oh yeah, I got into van with no windows that I didn't fucking know.
Grandpa, how did you lose your kidney back in the day? Oh, you know, back in those days. Climbing the back of a random box truck.
Guys on Grindr and get into a box truck with them.
The fuck out of here. But I'm telling you, I don't know.
Oh my God.
We'll let the listeners decide on this one.
I'm dying.
Yeah, I don't know. I get the transphobe thing I get. You're a transphobic guy. I get it. I can wrap my head around that.
But here's my question.
Because we know a lot of we've come in contact with a lot of those fucking people.
Unfortunately, yes.
But I have never come in contact with anyone driving around town who says, and not only that, but I'm mobile, which means are you cruising in your box truck?
Yeah, that's
fucking
weird.
Or is it a box truck that you use like for your job?
Oh,
like,
for sure. He's totally got like his work tools and shit in the back,
get
too.
The fuck out of here.
Okay, but here's the problem with my message. Okay,
you mean there's only one?
You are a man who is clearly not into trans women, which is fine, I guess.
Again, don't knock it till you try it.
But
just saying.
But in addition to that, like, is there not a better way to make sure that that doesn't happen to you again? I'm also going to say, I don't think that actually happened.
Well, that was my thing. Like, did that really happen? Or is what potentially happened.
Or is that like something that's in your head that you're paranoid about?
Right.
And that's the reason you're asking me, because you don't want it to happen to you, because in your warped mind, that's like one of the worst things that could happen to you.
Right. Absolutely.
That's what it is. Yeah. I don't think that happened. You're telling me a trans woman who, trans women are already in danger 90 fucking percent of the time. Anyway,
put herself in
you're
jeopardy
telling
not,
me she's going to act like she is a cisgendered woman and go on a date and you're going to be driving to your house.
Yeah. She's going back.
She's
going to
be like, oh, by the way, just so you know, I have a penis. Yeah. No, that's not a fucking thing.
No, that's highly unlikely.
I don't buy it.
Me either. For her own safety, she would not have done that.
No fucking
that's
way.
That's fucking insane. So, yeah, I'm not buying it. So, for me, I don't know. It's gross and it's egregious. But the guy with the box truck.
All right, I'm putting it up on Twitter. So if you guys are not, or X, whatever, we're on there at FP Swinger. So if you want to go vote, do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're both pretty fucking horrible.
It's pretty fucking bad.
And that's why I needed a break.
Look, you know, I don't like to, I don't want to lump people together necessarily and like collectively say, fuck, I can't deal with these people digitally anymore. But it really does sour it for me when other normal people reach out, right? Because I'll get a number of messages. I won't even have the energy to go click on it to even look if it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't even want to bother. It's so fucking bizarre.
I agree.
You know, and it's always the same MO. No picture, no profile, no bio, nothing. Just this random fucking message. Like, someone's got to just get it off their chest.
Yep.
You know? Fucking weird.
So, single guy tip of the week this week. I have one that I've been wanting to talk about for a long time, and I wanted to make sure that I thought it through fully before I talked about this because right. I've never really been able to fully understand why I thought it was such a bad idea. So okay. we all know that if you are a single man, you either sometimes are not allowed at events at all, or you are charged through the fucking nose, your price gouge, because yeah. they don't really want you there, but they'll take your money if you're, you know, sucker enough to pay them whatever they're fucking asking, right? And so a lot of these guys will do things like get onto Facebook site, get onto Facebook groups, get onto the lifestyle sites, and they'll ask for dates to go with them. And they'll say things like, you know, no pressure to be with me for the evening or anything like that. It's just, you know, so we can get in and I'll buy your first couple of drinks or whatever. And I mean, you understand it to some degree, right? Because it's like single men are so shit on in this space. And they have so many obstacles to jump through based on the simple fact that they do not have a partner, which is so it's so weird to me how people think that the second you're partnered, you're all of a sudden a better person, right?
It's like the
if you're a man and you're in a relationship, you're immediately a better person than a single person. That makes no fucking sense. Use your logical brains here,
people. Well, how many times have we heard from guys who used to be part of a couple and played in the space? They separated from their female half, and now they're in the space solo, having a horrible time, even in the same group of people that they would interact with prior with their female partner.
As if they're, they're no longer of value. Yeah. They're no longer a high caliber quality person.
Somehow your value is diminished because you no longer have a female half.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So to some degree, you understand why guys try to find those loopholes, or they try to, you know, kind of work the system.
Yeah.
I think where it becomes an issue for me is when you're in those environments and you try to pass off as a couple. Right. And that's happened many, many times. Like, I remember very distinctly the first time that John and I went to Flirts. Obviously, John and I do not present as a couple to other people.
No.
We're there together and we're hanging out together. But we make it very clear that I am partnered. My partner is at home. He is a friend. We're there together.
Well, also, I think it's important to note in a situation like that, everyone knows you guys for the most part at these clubs. You know, obviously, the management, ownership, everyone knows who you guys are.
Right.
There's no secret here.
It's we're not trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes. No. Everyone knows what the situation is.
Everyone knows.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's definitely another part of this. We're not trying to deceive the people running any of it. Yeah. But the other part of it is we would never walk up to a couple and be like, oh, yeah, we're a couple together and we're trying to swap with another couple. I think that's where it becomes really unethical. And again, not that you shouldn't be willing to play with two solo playing people who just happen to be there together. I think it's weird when couples are like, oh, we only play with people. We've had this even.
Yes.
There have been couples when we used to swap with couples that wouldn't want to play with us because we weren't married.
Right.
Or because at that point we'd only been together for like a year. And they're like, well, you're not serious enough of a couple for us to play with.
Right.
Makes no fucking logical sense. But at the same time, that deception and lying to people is an issue. You shouldn't do it in any capacity at a lifestyle event.
No,
and a lot of these guys do try to do that. There was a couple at Secrets. I remember, well, a couple, I'm using air quotes.
We knew they weren't a couple.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, we knew there was a couple that weren't a couple.
No. So one of the nights you were playing with somebody, you were playing with our Brazilian friend.
Yes.
And I was kind of hanging out with some friends, and this couple approaches me, and we're at least I think they're a couple, and we're talking, and they are mentioning that they're together and everything. And then somebody that's at Secrets all the time was like, oh yeah, that guy's here with somebody new every single weekend.
Right.
And it just felt like, why fucking lie? Like, I probably would have played with you people. They're both really attractive. They were fun. Why lie to me? At that point, it's like, I can't trust anything you say now.
No, and that's the thing. Like, I don't care that you're not a couple. What I care about is that you're deceptive, because now I have to be concerned about what else you're trying to deceive me.
See, that's exactly what it was. I always just felt icky about it, but I couldn't really determine why exactly I felt icky about it.
What are you hiding?
And that's what it is. The second that I find out you're lying to me about one thing, I have to question everything that you're saying.
Yeah, of course. That's normal. I think it should be normal anyway. But that we've seen that happen a few times where people try to pass themselves off as a couple.
I also don't think you should be doing it with random women. Like, I think if you're friends with somebody, like I said, me and John and I go to the club together. We have a great fucking time.
For sure.
But we're friends and, you know, it's fun to be there with him. Just inviting some random fucking woman off of Cassidy or off of fucking, you know, some Tinder, like a vanilla dating site, that's just a bad plan. That's you asking for drama.
Well,
we've had
dudes walk up to us in a parking lot on our way into a club and try to stop and ask us they could, you know, because I was with you and a single gal friend, and he saw me and two women and was and thought, oh, let me go walk up to these folks in a dark fucking parking lot. I've never met these people before. I'm just going to stroll up on them and ask if I can come with them. He got, what do you get, like an arm's fucking length away? I was like, dude, fuck off. Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Not happening. I know
that's
exactly
what
you're
doing.
That's
not the right way to go about it.
No, that's, no, I don't know you.
What you can do is make friends in the lifestyle, make connections. And like John has his pick of women to go to clubs with every fucking weekend.
John's like the mayor there. Everyone knows him. And they know he's not with you because they know who you are and they know who I am. It's just they require two people to come in together. And so that's what you do. No big fucking deal. And it's not like, you're not passing yourselves off as a couple to infiltrate some couple.
Right.
You make it very clear. We're here together. We're not a couple and we play separately.
We're here together, but we're not here together.
Right. We're not here as a couple. We're here. We came together.
Right.
That's all. Yeah. I understand it. And I think that what's funny is it's a systemic issue, right? People have a hard time with the idea that guys are doing that. Well, they're doing that because you put these ridiculous rules in place. So if you would just go to the trouble potentially of actually doing a little bit of vetting and having quality guys and allowing quality guys to come to these events, you wouldn't have any of this deception or subterfuge. You wouldn't need it.
No,
but you're forcing guys to do it because you're charging them out the ass.
People will find a loophole if you're trying to take advantage of them. That's all there is to it. As well they should, in my opinion. I think it's fucking ridiculous what some of these clubs and resorts charge single men.
It's fucking stupid. Yeah. I mean, I just had this conversation with a guy digitally who was asking about one of our events, and he's like, I just wanted to make sure I saw properly on the site how much it was going to cost. I said, yeah, if it's on there, it's accurate. He's like, man, I pay five times that much in a lot of places where in the state that I live in. I'm like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, we're not looking to price gouge anyone.
No, it's stupid. Well, I mean, again, you're not going to improve the quality of the people in the room simply by overcharging single guys.
No, we've talked about that many times. It does the opposite.
It doesn't work.
Yep. You get the desperate guys who have no other options. That's what you get.
That's exactly what you get.
Yep.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Well, I met a new guy.
Great guy.
Fucking amazing.
Great guy.
And it was a really fun kind of step back into the lifestyle, if you will. And yeah, I just had a blast. I mean, I literally left there beaming. It was one of the better experiences I've had in a long time. He and I had such magnetism to each other right off the fucking bat, which is unique and fun and awesome. So we're going to talk about all of that very shortly. But first, we want to say a thank you to the partners of the Front Porch Swingers podcast. I cannot tell you guys how excited we are to talk about our newest partner, Shivers. And the reason for it is because we use this product.
Yes, we did.
And it was mind blowing.
First of all, what a fucking amazing group who put this product together. Amazing people. When he told me what we were going to experience when we took it, right? Of course, you want to be optimistic. You're listening. It's like, well, that sounds really fucking amazing. We take it. It's a gummy. We take it. I'm supposed to start feeling some chills and literal shivers. Within 30 minutes, hair standing up on the back of my neck, the hair of my arms is standing up. You're just touching my arm, and I'm like getting, it's like electric. It was the most amazing fucking thing.
So let's explain what this is. Shivers is, there's one for women and there's one for men. And you take it and within 30 to 45 minutes, you just become ultra sensitive.
It's crazy.
You get these really interesting sensations of, like you said, the shivers and the goosebumps
the
on your
chills.
Arms. And when you and I played after taking it, it literally was like electricity running through my body. Everything was so sensitive and it just enhanced everything we did that night. I have become so such a huge fan of this. I've been raving about it to my friends.
We've given some to our friends.
I cannot tell you how much I love this product. You and I are probably going to use it again tonight. We just talked about it. I'm like, oh, it's Sunday night. Like, it's Shivers night now.
Well, yeah, and we're going to go out. We're going to see the new male review, and maybe we'll take it before. And by the time we get home, it's like full on.
Oh, I'm like touching you during. Oh,
yeah,
that could be hot. I truly love this product, and I really think you guys will too. Like I said, it's just these little gummies. They are just enhancements. That's all it is. You take it before you play. Or before you do whatever, if you want to feel that amazing tingly sensation. And if you go to shivers.store right now, you can also get a discount by using our code FPS at checkout.
Yes.
I'm telling you guys, if you want to enhance things in the bedroom, if you want to experience something completely new, completely different, this is the product I'm in love.
Amazing. All natural ingredients, gummy. Amazing. You got to try it. You owe it to yourself to give this a shot.
Again, that's shivers.store and use code FPS for a discount at checkout. This episode of Front Porch Swingers is brought to you by Fume. If you've ever tried to break a bad habit, especially of the hand-to-mouth variety, you know it's really difficult. I have family members that have been struggling with that for the better part of their entire lives.
Yes, they are well on their way to recovery.
Yes, I've actually sent this to a couple of my family members. One in particular absolutely loves Fume. It is this award-winning and innovative device. It is made with wood and metal. It kind of mimics something that you would use to, you know, get your hand-to-mouth habit going. But unlike that, it is completely all natural. There are no chemicals. You don't have to feel guilty about using this. And basically what it does is it just tricks your mind into thinking that you're still doing the thing that you're trying to break the bad habit of.
Right.
It also comes with all of these little air pockets that go inside. Again, completely all natural, but they're flavored and they taste so good. I rave about the mint one all the time. It truly is delicious and it makes my mouth feel good too. So if you're trying to break up with a bad habit right now and you're struggling, this is the perfect way for you to just jumpstart breaking up with that bad habit. And right now, listeners of our show can get a discount off of the Journey Pack. So the Journey Pack not only has the Fume device itself, but it also has all of the different flavored air packets so you can try them and then reorder the flavors that you like the most. All you have to do is go to tryfume.com/FPS and get that Journey Pack today at the 10% off discount when you use our promo code FPS at checkout. Again, that's tryfume, FUM.com/FPS and use code FPS at checkout for 10% off of the Journey Pack from Fume today. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, my favorite subject.
Who doesn't want to talk about sex?
Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Do you remember those days?
Vaguely. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
For a lot of you, it might have been a long time ago, but Blue Chew can help you feel that way again. Let's be real. In the lifestyle, a lot of times you're in very anxiety-ridden environments.
For sure.
You're with new partners. There's just a lot of nerves that go into that. And because of that, you may need a little bit of that swingers insurance, if you will. And that's where Blue Chew comes to the rescue. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost.
Yes.
You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity might arise. The process is simple. All you have to do is sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part is, no awkward doctor's visits, no trips to the pharmacy, none of that. And right now, you can do it for free. You can try Blue Chew completely free of charge.
Crazy,
if you're approved,
right?
On the site. I mean, why would you not try it? It
no
makes
reason.
No sense to not just give it a try. Because all you have to do is pay the $5 for shipping when you use our promo code. So right now, go to BlueChew.com, use code FPS, and you're going to get a free supply of Blue Chew. All you have to do is pay that $5 in shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code FPS for free Blue Chew. Houston, we are coming your way and we could not be more excited because we are hosting the Real Hot Wives of Houston at the amazing Colette in Houston.
I cannot wait to get back there. What a phenomenal facility. It's such a cool city and a great club. I'm fucking pumped. I cannot wait to see all of our friends there.
We have some amazing friends coming. We also have just approved a bunch of people to come to the event.
Yeah.
Really attractive, awesome people that I'm so excited to connect with. If you want to connect with them too, especially if you're a hot wife couple, a cuckold couple, an amazing single man, or just a sex positive person that wants to come experience Colette Houston with us,
yeah,
we would love for you to join us. I believe last week we said it's April 6th. Correction, it's April 5th. It's Friday.
Friday
evening. So if you would like to join us, you can see all of the information at members.frontporchswingers.com. Come party with us at Colette Houston for the Real Hot Wives of Houston. So it's funny. It's been a while since someone has reached out to me and it's like, the looks match up with the digital communication, right? Like,
right.
It's been a while since I've had a whole package. I guess that's what I'm referring to.
Well, you got
to
the whole package.
I sure did get the whole fucking package. But this guy reaches out to me, and of course, he's fucking hot. Like, I go and look at his pictures. He's beautiful. But 9 times out of 10, the more hot a guy is, the more that they're probably going to fuck shit up. That's what I've realized over time. It's
right.
Just, it's a curse, okay?
Yeah, it's Murphy's Law.
So I'm always so disappointed when a guy reaches out and I'm like, oh, you're so beautiful, but you're such a fucking dick, you know?
Right.
This guy was amazing. He was so charming. And we had actually met at a couple of past events. I didn't really remember meeting him. Did you remember?
I didn't either. No. And I was really, when we got the chance to sit down and talk with him, I was really trying was looking at him thinking, man, I just don't remember meeting you. But we did. He was at a couple of events that we attended.
Yeah. Well, he came to one of our events here in Vegas. Yeah. And then we also met him at somebody else's event.
Yeah.
I didn't remember meeting him, but he was fucking awesome. So we basically made a plan. Well, the initial plan was for him to come to our place. We were going to have a cocktail close to our house and then play at our house. We ended up having a bunch of errands to run that day and a bunch of other shit. And I'm actually so glad that we decided to go to his end of town.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's in town for work. He's from California. And he had a hotel room. And we've talked about this many times, but there is something that makes me so fucking horny about hotel rooms.
It's very strange. As soon as you get into a hotel room, you just get undressed.
I'm just like, let's fuck.
Like, what? You're
unzipping the suitcase and I'm already like down on my knees, like, pull your cock out so I can suck it. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? I don't know what it is. It's like, I guess it's just a new environment.
Maybe.
There's always that idea of like, maybe somebody could be walking by and kind of hear something and that's kind of hot. I don't know.
Yeah,
well, I don't know what the fuck it is. But hotel sex makes me just, it's the best.
It gets you worked up.
So anyway, we decided that we were going to meet him for a drink very near his hotel. And then I was going to go join him in his room if everything went well. And I think the other thing that I loved about our interaction when we were talking digitally is I made it clear that just because we're meeting and just because it's close to his hotel doesn't mean we're going to fuck, right?
Yeah.
I didn't remember meeting this guy. I didn't know what our chemistry was going to be like. I knew he was hot. That's about all I knew about him.
Well, it's funny when, you know, people ask a lot of times about this, like, how do we go about meeting a guy for the first time? Do I go with you? Do I meet him too? Yes, we do that often. And when guys are like, well, what? Why would you do that? Or, you know, well, you know, that's kind of a pain kind of thing. Or they get it in their head that they're just absolutely going to meet you and have sex or whatever.
That's what it is. I would say at least half of the guys that I say that I want to meet them first with you in a vanilla setting, it's one of two things happens. Either they are cheating. And so being seen in public, they're like, they just ghost and I never hear from them again.
Yeah.
Or I get this weird, like, well, so you want me to spend all this time and, you know, go out for a drink and just, it's going to be wasted if we don't fuck. And it's like,
yeah, I don't think you know how this works.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to fuck anyone I don't like. And I don't know if I like you or not.
Well, that's just it. And if you were going to do that, we wouldn't waste our time meeting you. You would just go to the hotel. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, of course we're going to meet you first.
Yeah, exactly. So with this guy, I told him, like, just so you know, this is not a guaranteed thing. I think you're very attractive from what I've seen online, but I'm somebody that I have to be sitting across from someone. I need to be able to look in their eyes. I need to be able to assess some level of, like, energy transference between us.
Yeah.
And if I can't do that, then I'm probably not going to fuck you. And he was like, oh, no, that's totally fine. I'm not expecting anything. He's like, I have a few free hours anyway, so it's just not a big deal if it doesn't work out. I was like, that's fucking mature. He is an older guy, too. He's closer to your age.
Yeah, he's not a kid.
He doesn't look close to 50, but he is. And so anyway, we go and meet him. We go into this bar, and the three of us are sitting down at a table, and within probably 5 minutes, I knew I wanted to fuck this man.
I didn't think it took you that long.
Maybe not even. Maybe three. Yeah,
I figured it out pretty
quickly. I mean, he was just, he had this, it was much like your energy, actually. Very, very similar to you. It was confident, but quiet. He was not clamoring for the attention. He was not, you know, yelling loud, boisterous. He wasn't trying to take up, you know, suck up all the energy in the room. But he had this just quiet kind of like alpha energy to him. And that turned me on so fucking much.
Well, the energy is much. I mean, for me, it's pretty much the same. He had a demeanor about him that he was happy to be there. He was, I think, eager at the opportunity to potentially play with you. But if it didn't happen, it wasn't going to ruin his day.
He didn't seem thirsty. He didn't seem desperate. Yeah. He didn't seem any of those things. I truly believe, and he's a fucking sexy man. I think this is the type of single guy, much like a lot of the other guys that I fuck in this space, where if I didn't want to fuck him, he'd just be like, okay, on to the next. Like, because he has options.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's well-spoken. He's intelligent. He's attractive. He's all of those things.
He's got the whole package.
Yeah. That turns me on. And that's what men don't seem to understand all that often is like, it's fine to pay a woman a compliment or to show your interest. But if you're like a little puppy dog after me all night, there's literally nothing that's a bigger turnoff to me.
Well, no, it's that thirst, it's that eagerness, that hunger. It's like, man, that is so fucking off-putting.
Yeah,
you know,
let your interest be known.
Yeah, deep breath, man,
and then step back.
Deep breath. But yeah, he definitely was a guy who you could tell it was like he wanted to play. He was definitely attracted to you. But it wouldn't have been the end of the
day. Okay, and that is another thing that I loved about this interaction, because how many times have I said, like, we'll go and meet a guy, and then I won't play with him right then and there, and we'll leave, and I'm like, I can't really tell where he's at here.
Right.
And he through eye contact, through the things that he was saying, you got up and used the restroom at one point. He paid me a compliment. It wasn't a creepy one, but he's just like, you look so nice today. Like,
yeah, there you go. That's
you know, it. You look exactly like your pictures. You're very pretty.
Yeah.
I knew he was interested and it made me feel so just fucking at ease. I was like, I'm ready. Like my pussy's getting wet right here at this fucking table.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were probably there for about 45 minutes ish.
Yeah.
And then I think he said, if you want to join me at my hotel, I would love for you to.
Yes.
And I said, yes, let's fucking do that.
Yeah.
So you drove me to the hotel. We followed him over. It was just a few minutes
right
drive.
Down the street, yeah.
And you literally just dropped me off.
Yeah.
And again, we also had like mutual friends with this guy, which is another reason I felt comfortable going to his place rather than our house and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, that's not the norm for us. It's if it's someone we just don't have any real familiarity with, we have them come to our place.
Yeah, we know like event hosts that know him. And so, I mean, yeah, I felt comfortable with him.
Yeah, no doubt.
So we go to the hotel and we go up to his room. He has this very cute room with this very cute view. The window is wide open. And I went into the restroom and I kind of cleaned myself up a little bit. And I had on very vanilla clothes. I was wearing just like jeans and a blouse and heels. But underneath all of that, I was wearing this very sexy black lacy teddy number.
Yeah.
And I was really excited at the idea of like going into the restroom and coming out and like transforming into like slutty Brenna.
Right.
And I loved the look on his face. So I go in, clean myself up really quick. I take off my clothes. I come out in just the teddy and he's standing there in just his boxer briefs, which were very sexy. They were silky red, sexy underwear. Anyway, the second he looks at me, his entire face lights up. And it was like he was surprised. Yeah. I really genuinely thought that he thought that I was going to come out fully clothed still in my vanilla shit.
Right.
And the fact that I'm just like, fuck it. And again, the confidence to do that. I don't know this man hardly at all.
No, but it was an energy thing. You knew that he was into you, obviously.
Yes.
So you felt comfortable for that reason.
Well, there was also just this kind of instant magnetism. Like I came out of the bathroom, he makes that face at me and then he starts kind of like almost growling. And I was like, this is so fucking sexy. Mm. And I was like, I really want to touch you. And he's like, I want to touch you too. So we were standing. There's kind of this little island thing. And it was kind of like a, not like an extended stay, but you know how there's kind of like suites that have like kitchenettes in them and stuff?
Yeah.
That's what this was. Very high-end version of that.
Yeah.
And so there's kind of this little island thing and we're just standing by that and we're just making out with each other. He kind of has me pressed against the island a little bit. Hands all over each other. I mean, this was wild. And we'd had almost no discussion about like what's on the table, what's not. We obviously talked about things like safe play and testing digitally, but that was pretty much it.
Right.
We didn't talk about like me liking rougher play or any of that kind of stuff. This is just a man who knows how to read a room and knows how to read the energy that I'm putting out into the world.
Yeah, he can read the woman. You can read your, you know, by your behavior, he knows what his behavior should be.
So he's making out with me and he's kind of pulling my hair. I had a braid, like a little side braid going on, and he starts kind of pulling it just very, very lightly at first. And I'm like, like I'm moaning into his mouth while he's doing this. And he's like, oh, you like that? And I'm like, fuck, yes, yeah, I do.
That's how you test the water.
From there, it was off to the fucking races. It was so fucking hot. I'm like, I have to suck your cock. He's like, absolutely. So he pulls down his boxer briefs. I start sucking his cock right there on my knees on the floor. Didn't even get on the bed. I am devouring it. I am running my hands up and down his legs. He's getting goosebumps all over. He's moaning like crazy. He's giving me all these verbal cues like, yes, that's so good. Take it deeper. Being very confident with his words, and I am soaking wet. There was one moment I'm on my knees, I'm sucking his cock. I reach down and I start feeling my pussy over my teddy, and I can tell that it's just dripping wet.
Yeah, of course. Well, at that point, I have
my
no doubt.
God, it was so hot. So that goes on for quite a while, and then he's like, I want to taste you. And I said, sure. So I kind of undo the teddy so that it's now open. I pull my tits out of it, so I'm almost naked. I mean, it's like just barely around my waist.
Right.
And I get onto the bed. And he starts going down on me, and it was fucking amazing. I mean, he was tongue swirling. He was sticking two fingers inside of me. He's doing that, like, come here motion with his fingers. This is a man who knows what the fuck he's doing. And then he stops fingering me, and he's grabbing onto my ass cheeks on both sides and just holding me in place as hard as he fucking can while he is just devouring my pussy. Then he starts humming on my pussy.
Yeah, I like to do that.
Oh, my God. It drives me crazy.
So good.
It's like literally having...
It's a built-in vibrator.
It's a human vibrator.
It's
exactly
vibrator.
What it is. It was so fucking hot. And so, of course, I come. I have this amazing orgasm. I'm gripping onto his head while he's making me come. And then I'm like, I need you to fuck me. And he said, absolutely. So he puts on a condom. He gets on top of me at first. And it is rough and wild. There's one moment he is holding me down by my neck, choking me while he's entering me. And he is just fucking the shit out of me. I'm grabbing onto my own tits. I'm pinching my nipples. So at one point he's like, do you like them bitten? I was like, yes, I do. So yeah. He's choking me and somehow maneuvers his head down to bite onto one of my tits.
Yeah.
It is driving me fucking crazy. I'm running my hands all up and down. I'm kind of scratching onto his shoulders a little bit. I mean, it was very animalistic. This is one of the more primal sessions I've had with someone aside from you in a long time.
Well, is it, I mean, potentially because, first of all, I mean, we'll get to that at some point, but you were disheveled anyway when I picked you up. But was it like because you haven't seen anyone but me for 30 days? Was there this like desire to just be, you know, as fucking wild as possible because it's been a hot second?
I mean, I think that was part of it. I really just think he and I aligned so much. I mean, it just, from the moment we got naked together, everything just clicked. And that just drove everything. I mean, the entire interaction, I'm just thinking, I was laying there on my back at one point. I remember this very distinctly. I'm laying on my back and I'm thinking to myself as he's fucking choking me and fucking the shit out of me, I'm like, how did this all just work out so quickly? I met this man an hour ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I think it was just, I think you naturally just fall into those,
there are connections,
scenarios and situations with people when it makes sense. Yeah. And that's what it was. I was open to the connection and it led to wild fucking sex.
No doubt. There's a chemistry with certain people. It just is.
So then he wants me to ride his cock, which I'm happy to do. By the way, this man has a beautiful fucking cock. It is large. It's not too large, but it's just fabulous. So anyway, I sink myself down onto his cock, and this is where things got really fucking wild. He is spanking my ass. He's alternating between one ass cheek and the other. He started off very lightly, and then so I was like, I'm going to fucking tease him and, you know, press some buttons here. Yeah. So I was like, is that all you've got? Is that all you're going to give me? Really? And he's like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, I mean, show me what you got. He's like, okay. So he starts smacking both sides just hard. And I am moaning like crazy. Then he stops to kind of pull my pony again, my braid on the one side. So my head's like kind of to the side.
He
pulls me down by my braid to make out with me while he is fucking me from beneath. I'm like fucking him on top and he's fucking me back from under. I mean, we're just like going back and forth and it's wild. And oh my God, it was so fucking hot. And then I came and I pushed myself off of his cock and my legs were shaking so bad because it was such a crazy orgasm that I physically could not put myself back on top of it. Like they were just shaking like crazy. He's like, don't worry about it. Get on your stomach. So I lay down on my stomach. He starts fucking me from behind in my favorite position. You know, I love that position.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is also the point where I think we started really talking dirty to each other. There's something about not looking at a person that it lets you say way raunchier things.
Yeah, it's not as intimate. It's not as
vulnerable.
You know, you're really vulnerable when you're doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking away from him. We're not looking at each other at all. And I'm like, yes, give me that big cock. And there was one moment I was like, oh, that hurts. And he's like, oh, is that cock too big for you? You can't handle it. And I was like, fuck no, I can handle it. Give it to me. I mean, it was dirty. And then he puts me onto my side. So now, like, I have one leg up in the air, one straight down, kind of that, like, scissor position. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you want to call that.
Yeah.
But he enters me from there, and he's spanking my ass and grabbing my tit on each side.
Right.
And just fucking me like crazy. And I said things in that moment that I never expected to say to someone I've known for, at this point, an hour and a half. I mean, I don't even know. I don't think I even want to say. Never mind. We're not going to disclose that part. It's too naughty.
Things went south, obviously, very quickly with your dirty potty mouth.
God, it was so crazy. But the best part about it was, I mean, when you have those hormones going and you're so in the moment and you're so enjoying yourself, you say things that you would never normally say. Like
I guess.
But when somebody can just roll with you in that moment and they're not judging or they're not being like, they're
weird,
not jarred by what you're said, by what you have just said. That's a very, very sexy thing to me.
For
because
sure.
It's like, oh, cool, you're a perv like I am. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously there are some commonalities in the room you were in. But yeah, I mean, again, there are those times where you have a connection with somebody. It's just that supersedes the connections with other people that you've just met kind of thing. You know, like you form a much much quicker bond with people, you know? Yeah,
oh, for sure. That's part of it, for sure.
It's just strange.
So then I was like, are you going to come for me? Because at this point, I had probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 orgasms. My legs are shaking like crazy. Again, I hadn't really been playing. You and I obviously play pretty often, but I hadn't been playing, you know, in the same way with the same people that I typically do. So I just felt like my stamina wasn't really what it needed to be. And so anyway, I'm like, I really want you to come for me. And he's like, oh, you're ready for me to come? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay, cool. Which I also found very sexy. I love a man that can almost like come on demand, which sounds so weird. But it's like, you know what I mean? Where it's like they can hold back. And then when you finally give them the green light, it happens pretty quickly.
Well, that comes with experience and you're welcome. Because, you know, I know my body. I'm 50 fucking 4.
Yeah, you can do the exact same thing.
I know what I can do.
You're right. It is always the older guys that can do that.
Yeah.
It's the young guys that either can go 4 hours or 4 minutes and there's no in between.
Right.
We can't find like that 45 minute to 60 minute marker here.
Yeah,
like
some guys have no awareness whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a experience thing.
And I've had guys tell me too, like, just so you know, I probably won't come in the first 2 hours. I'm like, 2 hours? Yeah. You think my pussy is fucking titanium, man?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out. I am not that bitch. I play with men far too well endowed for 2 hour marathon sex sessions. Yeah. That is not a thing.
Right.
So anyway, this was perfect. We're like right maybe at an hour mark at this point of just like fucking hard banging. So he's like, I want to look at your ass while I have my orgasm or while I come. I was like, oh, that's so fucking sexy. So I get on all fours. He gets behind me. I kind of angle my ass up, you know, put my shoulders more down on the bed. So my ass is kind of at that nice, you know, whatever it is, 45 degree angle. Yeah. And he enters into me and he's just grabbing onto my ass. And the entire time that we're in this position, he's talking about how beautiful my ass is, about how he saw it on the site and he knew that he had to have this ass, which of course I'm just like beaming. I'm down there like, oh my God, thank you.
Little
tell
does
me
he know
more.
How far compliments get you.
He's just rubbing all over. He's kind of spanking a little bit. And then he has an orgasm and it was wild. Again, I love a man who can let go in that moment, right? You're not thinking about like, oh, I don't want to, you know, sound weird or
fuck
whatever.
That.
He just let it go. He was literally growling as he was having his orgasm.
Yeah.
His legs are shaking. His hands are on me, but they're also shaking. I mean, he just lost himself in that moment. Again, I couldn't see his face, but I can imagine it in my head based on the noises he was making and the things his body was doing.
Right.
And I felt that like pulsation while he was having his orgasm and it was so sexy.
Yeah.
And he just stayed inside of me for like at least a good 60 seconds after he came. He's like, I just need to set. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stay right here.
It's so funny. I did the same thing with Jade yesterday. I needed a minute, you know.
I'm not ready to come out just quite yet.
Just give me a second.
And so eventually he kind of like slowly pulls away from me and we both just collapse down on the bed. At this point I realized there is sweat fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
He was sweating on me, I was sweating on him. My makeup is almost completely gone. My hair is stuck to the
side
of my head.
When I picked you up, you looked like you were flush, you had no color, like you were just pasty white, like you were just had seen a ghost. It was the craziest thing. And you were matter of fact, you weren't even really fully articulating yourself.
When I got back to the car. No, so this is what happens. He and I lay in the bed for a minute. I kind of wipe some sweat away from his face because, I mean, he's drenched in fucking sweat. And he's like, I think I sweated all over you. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Like, I could not care less.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're definitely going to want to clean up before you go back down to Brian. So eventually, I kind of get my sea legs. I walk to the bathroom like I'm, you know, fucking 3 sheets to the wind or something. I just felt so off kilter. And I get into the bathroom and my hair is fucked. I mean, it's like, it's in a braid, but somehow it still is like insane looking.
Yeah.
And I have no makeup left, basically. I have lipstick on only. My 16-hour hold. That shit works because I went through the ringer and it stayed. So anyway, I go into the bathroom. I realize that I left my compact at home. So I have no way to fix my makeup. I'm like, fuck it. Like, not going to be any fixing this. So I kind of fix my hair up a little bit. And he starts getting dressed and says he's going to walk me down. Total gentleman. I was like, you don't have to. He's like, no, I would never fuck you and then not drop you back off to your man. Like, that'd be so fucking rude.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. So anyway, we walked downstairs together. You're already waiting because I texted you when I was getting dressed in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you're waiting there. And I get into the car and he comes around to your side and like shakes your hand and thanks you. And you're like, so how was it? I was like, I don't even know what just fucking happened.
Yeah. No, you looked like you had been worked over.
It was wild. I mean, it really was. It was only like an hour-ish session. But literally the entire time was fucking. Yeah. I mean, it was, like I said, in all sorts of different positions, and I'm getting choked and I'm getting slapped and I'm getting bitten and I'm getting, you know, just rammed as hard as possible. Dirty talk. My mind was fucking swimming. I felt like I was on a different planet. And all the way home, we had like a 30-minute drive back to our house.
Yeah.
I barely even remember that drive. It was like a blackout.
You were pretty well out of it the whole, you know, for the most part. Again, you know, there comes down to the newness of it, the excitement of it, the connection, the intensity of it.
It was the whole, he is the whole package with a great package.
Yeah.
He really is. Like, he's so sexy. He was so fun to be around, so respectful of you.
Very nice.
And of us and the situation. And then on top of that, to have this amazing instant magnetism to each other when we get naked.
Yeah.
That's rare.
Yeah.
And so to find that, it is, it's like we were talking about earlier in the episode, it's like finding that needle in a haystack, right? Yep. Like, you go through all of the bullshit to get to this type of experience.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he doesn't live here, so it's not like I can do it all the fucking time, but I made it very clear the day after that I wanted his cock again.
We're going to see him again. He's going to be at one of the events we're going to be attending, which is cool.
Well, and he's here pretty often for work.
Yeah, he comes in town often. So he and I were talking about that. You had gotten up and gone to the bathroom at one point when we were at the bar, and he said he comes in town pretty often. We were just talking about what he did and his schedule and stuff. So
yeah, he's fabulous. Yeah, I don't know if he's listening or not. I did tell him about the show and obviously asked his permission to talk about it. So if you're listening, you're fucking awesome. And that was something special. I don't even know how to describe it other than that. I know I'm not doing it justice, but like, all I can say is this was a wild hour of my life and I felt like I never wanted it to end.
You had a real good time because you literally, you could barely even, you weren't even talking on the ride home for the most part. You were pretty well out of it.
Oh yeah. And as soon as we got home, I just went and sat in the bath in like quiet, complete silence. I didn't even have anything going on my phone or anything.
Yeah.
I was just sitting in the bath, reliving all of these hot fucking moments that led me to, you know, my fucking sore pussy in the bathtub.
And hips. Yeah.
In my hips. Yeah. The next day I woke up, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot what it's like to, you know, like you build up that sex stamina. Sex stamina is very different than regular stamina.
But people don't understand. Again, it's like, they think, oh, you know, you guys are lifestylers and you go to an event, maybe you'll play here or play there. No. This is all the time. Lots of sex all the time.
No, we're not part-time whores. We're full-time whores.
We punch in, we go all the way to work. You get a full day's work out of us. This is all the fucking time. So yeah, when you take a break, it's like, oh wow, I'd forgotten what that was like.
It was fabulous. So thank you to him for that fabulous experience.
Yes.
We are going to talk about some behind the scenes with our Patreon members this week. Yep. We are going to do a Sex on Your Terms this week.
We are, and I'm going to start putting out a little bit more content for our Patreon members, a new kind of deal. So it'll be something coming up very soon, be interesting. Some more information that we're going to do just for our Patreon members.
Lots of bonus content. So if you've gotten to the end of this episode and you want more of us, if you want to hear more of the stuff that you do not hear here, things that are, I would say, a little bit more vulnerable, a little bit more private that we tend to share with our Patreon members, which we appreciate doing, and you know, they seem to appreciate that we do it. So that's awesome. And if you want to be one of them, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. And I'll put the link in the show notes. A lot of people don't know how to spell Patreon. It's a weird one. So yeah, it'll be in the show notes for you. If you want to see me taking big old dicks.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Among other things, I do some fun solo content, lots of pictures and stuff. You can find the naughty stuff at onlyfans.com/frontporchswingers. If you would like to join us for an upcoming event in 2024, we have a lot of them. And you can see all of them and apply for membership by heading over to members.frontporchswingers.com.
Yes.
And even if we're not coming to your city right now or you're not planning on coming to an event right away, go sign up there because we do all sorts of exclusives for them, for our members on that site. You're the first one to get access to tickets. Sometimes we do very, very small events and those people get first dibs on all of that. So even if we're not coming right now, go to members.frontporchswingers.com, sign up, get approved, get ready to go.
Yeah, we got a lot of cool shit coming up. We have, if you're going to be in the Chicago area, we will be at Exotica Chicago. We have some free tickets we'll be giving away. They've asked us to do that. We have some tickets for Sexpo. We'll be doing that in May. We have a lot of cool shit. We're going to be doing Christmas in July. Buckle the fuck up. It's going to be snowing in Vegas in July.
Woo!
Wait, that's going to be an amazing fucking party.
Yeah, stay tuned for more info on that. We're going to ticket that very soon.
Yes.
And as always, thank you guys very much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.